Amy Mann and her Boston-based rock group Till Tuesday scored a hit in 1985 with the title track from their debut album Voices Carry. Mann formed the group in 1982 and continues to be the group's songwriter, bassist, and lead singer. Till Tuesday has a new album, their third, called Everything's Different Now. Many of the songs are about relationships gone sour. In fact, several songs seem to be about Mann's breakup with singer-songwriter Jules Shear. Rock critic Ken Tucker said the album could have been an embarrassing expose, but instead it's an understated triumph with a pleasing balance between life and art. This is Amy Mann's song, J for Jules.
I was saying my prayers. He was coming. That began with a J for Jules. You know I'll miss you. The lesson begins, but I'll release you. The lesson.
Mann told me that while her songs are basically autobiographical, she usually adds fictional elements. I asked her why.
Well, because what you're going for is the realness of emotion, the realness of the situation. And a lot of times, in order to impart the emotion more accurately, you have to make up a few details, because relationships and, you know, with any bread are too complex to just to be able to tell every detail and assume that that's going to be understood. You know, so a lot of times you have to sort of boil it down or substitute, you know, or tell about it metaphorically.
Are there occupational hazards when two songwriters are romantically involved and live together? Did you used to wonder if your songs were about the other, you know?
Oh, no, because they were. You didn't have to wonder about it. I mean, you know, mine are obviously that, and well, I mean, the ones that appear to be usually are, and his were quite often about me. But I mean, he never admits to having anything have a counterpart in real life. But I knew it nevertheless. My boyfriend now writes songs that are 1,000 times more autobiographical and accurate and incisive, and, you know, I mean, he's much more no holds barred, but that's okay, because he's really honest with me, and that's, you know, that's what counts. Well, it's not like some dirty, horrible secret's going to come out in a song. It's all stuff we've talked about before.
Yeah, talked about before. I guess I'm curious if there's a code of ethics that you follow when you're writing a song about someone. Do you let them know before the song comes out? A song like J for Jules, now that's really obviously about Jules. Do you let someone know if a song's clearly about them?
Well, if you mean, did he
let them know before
the
public hears it? Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, he heard, I think he heard like rough mixes or something. I'm not really sure. I can't remember. But I'm pretty, yeah, I mean, he heard the album before it was released. But, you know, I mean, he's not really in a situation to wherein he can protest that much about it. And I think probably the mention of his name made him feel a little odd, but that was as much as he would say. You know, he didn't say, you're going to release this over my dead body. It's not like I'm saying bad stuff about him anyway.
That's right.
And also, I think he's just primarily concerned with whether it's a good song or not.
You seem to have a gift for songs about heartbreak. Do you find it easier to write songs about relationships ending?
No, but I just haven't really been given the chance to to write songs about, you know, good relationships. I mean, I've written some, but you know, most people don't find themselves in that many good relationships. There's always some problem, and you know, problem solving is what I'm trying to do when I write a song.
There have been so many both good and bad love songs and heartbreak songs written over the decades that I imagine it would be very, very difficult to find not only something new to say, but new words to say it with, words that don't sound like song cliches.
Well, the way to do that is to write quite honestly about what you feel and what you feel happened to you, and you know, what you want and what you want to happen. You know, because everybody's experience is unique to themselves, and that's where the uniqueness of the voice will come from. If you're able to use your own voice naturally and honestly, and I mean, you know, honesty is something that you don't have to learn, that you just have to relax and let take over.
Tell the truth, it wasn't bad. We had to have a reason, and lack of love wasn't it. We both know we had a past, but present must contain a future where both of us can fit.
To introduce Michael Hausman, one of the original members of Till Tuesday, who's with you. Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Michael, you play drums, percussion, and now do programming as well. I was wondering if, as a drummer, you ever, if you feel like your role as a drummer has been changed by electronics, by the presence of synthesizers.
Oh, yeah. It changes your life in a lot of different ways. I mean, for one thing, if when you're talking about songwriting, it's very easy now for songwriters to, with a small drum machine, compose and sort of script out what they want to hear from the drummer. And that's a little frustrating because, this, you know, one of the things that I was always really interested in was to be involved in the early stages of songwriting so that I could influence the feel of the song, the tempo, the meter, the form, those sort of things.
It's not that I'm frightened of being alone, just that I know what a burden this grief can be. Everything happens to something I know. Can't understand for the moment what this could mean. That love is gone. That love is blind.
Michael, I have a question for you. Amy and I were talking before about writing songs about lovers. And I know when Until Tuesday was started, you and Amy were both romantically involved.
Right.
And then you broke up, but the band stayed together. You both stayed together as performers.
Right.
So you were in the position, probably, of playing on songs that were in some way about you, about the relationship, the romantic relationship you used to have. What's that like?
As far as songs being about my relationship or our relationship, I think that at that time, a lot of it, that's sort of before the first album, and a lot of those songs were about relationships, but they weren't really that specific. So I couldn't say, this is obviously about us, but although I know that a lot of the feelings that Amy was having, she was venting, you know, in these songs. I think that what was worse was playing on songs that weren't about me.
Yeah. No, Michael was not one of those people who gave me a hard time. I gave him a hard time. And I didn't write so much about that aspect of it. I didn't write about my own shortcomings on
Thanks very much for talking with us.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Terry.
Amy Mann and Michael Hausman of the group Till Tuesday. Their new album, Everything's Different Now, is on Epic Records. This is Fresh Air.